ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, parents, I want to know, before we even get into the story, do you check your kids' Halloween candy for anything?
Yeah.
When they get home, do you, before you allow them to eat any of it, do you check it to see if anything is torn open a little bit? Do you check for any problems? Do you check to see if there are needles in anything? Or do you just assume that people have been trying to scare us our entire lives,
yep,
and that there will be no problems with it?
We'll get the text.
Start with you.
I'll start as a parent. I never, ever, ever have ever once checked.
Do you just go through it and pick out your favorite stuff and tell them that that's you checking it for needles?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not trying to sound high and mighty about this. I don't take my kids' candy. Like I feel like they earned that. I earned it a little bit by walking with them, but yeah, they put on the costume. They're excited about it. I have no problem with my kids eating candy. So no, I've never taken my kids' candy. Having said that, we always have a lot of leftover candy from the house. So I'll eat that, but yeah. I don't steal my kids' candy. I will say I've never once believed any of this BS. And it's a counterfactual thing, because working in the media, working and doing this job, you get scared easily, because you see the worst of the worst all the time. You see stories about kids being kidnapped. You see stories about kids being followed or threatened, or families being hurt or whatever. People breaking in and doing all sorts of horrible stuff. One thing I've never bought into is candy contamination. And the reason why is because I actually do my diligence on this. And whenever there is a story about this, I check for an update a couple weeks later. And the update is always, actually, the parents left some meth out. The kid got into it and they claimed it was from the candy. Every year, you're going to see some story about a kid had fentanyl in his system and his parents rushed him to the hospital and they said it was Halloween candy. Somebody gave him fentanyl laced Snickers. And then you wait a couple of days and find out, nope, they did an investigation. The cops looked into it and they found out that the parents had left the fentanyl out at home. And there you go.
In this case, we have people who were tired of us just being told year after year that there are not needles in candy, and somebody decided to go ahead and do it. This was in Santa Fe, Texas. This was the homecoming events and parade. The Santa Fe Police Department confirmed that candy with sewing needles in it was passed out to children at a homecoming parade, and that the candy went to at least three different homes. They also said dispatch received calls from other parents in the community saying they had found pins and candy they brought home, saying they now think everyone should actually go through the candy that you picked up at the parade and check it for sewing needles. By the way, we're allowed to give out candy at homecoming at parades again? I thought that wasn't allowed for a long time.
There was a homecoming parade for Henry's high school when they were throwing out candy. So I guess so.
I, thought there for a long time, weren't we allowed? Like, no, can't. Because
I don't remember that.
Kids were getting hit or like, oh no, the kids were getting trampled. They were running out to go get it.
Really? Oh,
and they were getting trampled by the tires of the float.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that.
So we couldn't have candy anymore at parades.
Never saw that. No.
Okay. Apparently that didn't happen in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
No injuries were reported, but they are looking at the physical evidence that they were given by parents. One was in a Kit Kat bar.
Mm-hmm.
They found a sewing needles. Wouldn't it break apart?
You would think so. If you started, wouldn't you see it? Well, the story is like the girl. See, this is why my antenna went up a little bit on this. And it's a little bit antennas, I guess I should say. And it's a little bit suspicious is because the girl checked the candy and she's like, well, it's a good thing I checked it because I found a needle in there. Okay. I also, whenever it's teenagers involved in something, I also get immediately suspicious because of TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think, is it possible that this was some kind of TikTok freak your parents out challenge where it's like, hey, no, you remember we did the homeless guy prank where it looked like I had a homeless guy come into the house. Nah, now we're doing the needles and candy prank. But then the parents take it so seriously that it's not funny anymore. And so I don't know. I will talk about this now. We'll see an update in a week or so that'll say, actually, there wasn't any needles in the game. There was one needle found in one piece of candy. It was put there by somebody else. And then the other people thought that there was a needle in their candy. But actually, it was just something that got mixed into the candy when they put it on the countertop or whatever.
Again, if you were actually going to do this, you wouldn't put it in a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
What? Like, you put it in a Milky Way. Or something that it could easily, well, here's something I never thought about. What candy bar would be more easily contaminated by a sewing needle? You put it in a softer candy bar.
Yeah.
Something with caramel in it. Or, Milky Way or give me other soft.
Why are you, I don't feel comfortable engaging in this.
because I'm just thinking out loud.
How else could you put a weapon into a child's candy bar?
But that's again why I call, I agree with you that there's something wrong with the story that you're not going to put
in a
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat would break apart. It's too rigid. Right. Yeah. Milky Way would make more sense. From the text line, we scan at the kitchen island, open wrappers. I misread this. Open wrappers get trashed. The rest goes in a Ziploc bag. We never go through the candy. I don't mean we never, we wouldn't take something with an open wrapper or we would throw that out. There probably is a quick scan that Katie does more than me.
I was going to say, do you even look at it before the kids go hog wild with it?
I wouldn't be okay necessarily with homemade candy, but that's the radio weirdo in me where it's like, hey, if you bring us homemade food, we don't typically, just tell those people right now, if you bring us homemade food, we don't typically eat it because there's been too many times where people have gotten food poisoning from it. So I would be concerned about that. One year, somebody gave Finn a Ziploc bag of cooked spaghetti. We took it home and ate it. So, I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did that actually happen?
Well, it was the year after COVID and nobody in our neighborhood was trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And we went to a house and this woman answered the door and she was just like, what is going on? Like, she just saw me and my son dressed as Godzilla on our front porch. And she was like, what is happening? What is it? And we're like, hi, we're the horsemen of the apocalypse. We decided to dress up. No, it's a Halloween. And she's like, oh, Halloween. Oh, God. And she goes into her kitchen and I hear her rummaging and cursing at the top of her lungs. Ah, these kids in there. In this heavy Boston accent.
She didn't have like an apple or something?
She comes back with a Ziploc bag full of cooked spaghetti and goes, this is all I got. This is all I got.
Cash? Give cash.
I don't know. Maybe she thought that would be inappropriate, but a bag of cooked spaghetti was fine.
That used to happen occasionally. Like you'd hit a house where they ran out of candy at the end of the night or something.
They'd
start
money.
Giving out cash.
Totally fine.
Because they felt bad. I'd take that.
Well, Katie and I, our first year together, the first place we lived was this apartment above my parents' garage. It was not accessible. Like there was no, it didn't have like a front door. It had like a side entrance. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there watching scary movies. It's like 9:30 at night and somebody knocks on the door, scares the hell out of us. And I go downstairs and there's this cute little girl in a princess outfit and her mom. And they're like, hi, we're really sorry. We're late trick-or-treating. And I was like, I don't have candy. Like, I'm a 26-year-old dude with my girlfriend. We didn't expect anybody to come to the house. I was like, obviously, I just finished my shift at Pizza Hut. Here you go. And I gave her like a 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I thought she made out. That's great.
It helped that I couldn't see. But it made me wonder, because you said that, is that a thing? Take your kids out real late when everybody's out of candy, and then you'll either get everything they have left over, or they'll give you cash, which is way better than candy.
So, yeah. Okay. So here's a better question, I guess, I can ask than what candy bar makes the most sense to contaminate. If what's the backup plan? If you either run out of candy or you go to a house that has run out of candy, can't tell the kid, no, we're all out. Kid's going to cry, going to be upset. You're going to be known as that house that, you know, made the kid cry. What's a good backup? What's a good, cash is one, but like, what's another acceptable?
Or if you,
it doesn't have to be candy or food. Like, what is another thing that you can give them?
If you just, like that woman, forgot that it's Halloween.
Yes.
Forgot it was Halloween and are terrified of the little Godzilla monster on your front porch.
Or like in my neighborhood, we had 3 trick-or-treaters last year.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't many kids in my neighborhood. And you don't end up in my neighborhood by accident. If you're here, it's intentional. So I could see that happening to me on that Friday night, where it's Friday night.
Yep.
And, you know, I waited a while and nobody came. But 10 p.m., I'm out with a fire out back and somebody knocks on my door. What am I giving them?
From the text line, as far as checking stuff, pretty much everybody texting in says that they checked. I checked the first night, really? Mostly to tax the Reese's, basically safety, obviously. I dump the bag in a colander and shake. Any loose staples or tacks will show up fast.
Well, that's smart.
Somebody said, I'm a nurse. Real tampering is actually rare. We still look. It takes about 60 seconds, and it keeps my grandmother calm. I guess she's,
I got to poison the candy. I saw it on Fox News.
I will say, here's some stories, and I'll get to the answers to the question you just asked there in a second about what do you do as a backup plan. Here's some stories about why I think this is BS, is because of stories like this. In Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, 2015, there were these reports of needles being found in Twix bars. I remember talking about it on air and saying the exact same damn thing then. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way this is true. Who's putting needles in candy? That's insane. It turned out to be a hoax after police canvassed and investigated. In Oakdale, California, in 2018 and 2019, a dad claimed metal in the kid's candy bar was put there. Police later said it was a hoax and arrested him for filing a false report. In East Greenbush, New York, in 2021, teen said he bit into a Twix with the needle, later admitted he'd made it up after seeing a similar thing on TikTok. He was charged with false reporting. An 11-year-old was charged for putting needles in candy, i.e. tampering, came from a kid, not a random sociopath, in Rowan County, North Carolina, in 2018. And Snopes claims there's no verified cases of strangers randomly poisoning Halloween candy. Many reports later collapse or involve pins and needles with minor or no injuries. So there you go. And by the way, they don't have the actual data on the pins and needles. We just assume that not everything is a hoax, I guess.
Right.
From the text line, my backup plan, putting pins and needles in the candy suit so they don't come back next year.
You ran out of candy. That was the point. It was too late.
Dollar bills, I keep a trick or tip jar.
Okay.
That's actually that would be an interesting sociological experiment, guys. Trick or tip. Where you either, or treat or tip, I guess is what it would be.
Do you want the treat or do you want the treat, or
you want to reach in here and see how much money, how much change you can pull out? Mm-hmm. It'd just be pennies and nickels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many kids would, it would be an age-based thing.
Yeah.
Because little kids aren't going to care about money.
Right.
I think older kids might be, yeah.
And they'll just be mad when it's pennies.
I always have Capri Suns and fruit snacks. From the text line.
I would like that. I wouldn't mind that. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. I don't keep those around, but sure.
Yeah. I have a toy drawer with stickers, glow sticks, bouncy balls, etc. for my kids for doing chores around the house. I've raided that a couple times on Halloween when I ran out of stuff. Ramen.
Do dog toys count? I have a drawer of like from the dollar store. Every time I get a foster, I go and spend,
honestly,
I don't know, $30 on the little squeaky toys and they stay in the closet. Can I give those?
I say this as the loving father of several.
Feral crotch goblin.
I definitely don't see the difference between dogs and kids anymore.
Like, okay, we'll see. Yeah, so it would work.
I don't. I mean, maybe either my dog's really intelligent or my kids are dumb. I don't know, but they basically, the behavior is not that different.
So yes, I can raid the toy drawer.
Somebody said putting a Venmo QR code by the door. If you come late enough, you can ask for a Venmo. You can do a Venmo request.
You want the kid? So you're Venmoing the parent because the kid's not going to have a Venmo. Wow, that's bold.
We went to a house a couple of years ago in our neighborhood that had candy for kids. Mm-hmm. And then in another, they had a bucket of what in the Northeast are called nips, little airplane bottles. I don't know what the actual name for these things are, but you know what I'm talking about.
I call them airplane bottles.
Airplane bottles.
Or like little single serve bottles.
Yeah, up there they call them nips. But
I
like that better too. I wish that would catch on more. And I like that, but I was also kind of like, really? I don't know. Like something about this seems unseemly. Like you're just handing out alcohol to random strangers. And having said it, I took them. And made trick-or-treating a lot better the rest of the night, but still.
Because I've seen people that will do like bonfires out in their driveway, like in a fire pit, and they'll have a cooler of beers for parents that come by if they want, or Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
I see doing
that. Coke, that's fine. I also feel bad for like anybody. That's one of the hardest things in this world is to try to maintain your sobriety on a holiday. And it's like, okay, that's fine. I'll just take my kid out trick-or-treating. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, here's booze. Want some booze? It's not like if you're trying to kick heroin or coke. Somebody's like, hey, want to do a rail while you're taking your kids out?
Especially this year with Halloween being on a Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to consume
it's gonna be so tough.
The weekend.
By the way, Quentin, have you bought your costume yet?
It is shipping from Amazon.
It is.
That one.
Oh, is it?
So at some point.
Speaking
some
of point, Venmo requests.
Can you send us the link to the one that you picked?
I don't have it. I mean, I can do that when
we're putting them on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
let me see if I can find it on my
Google
search. Log into your Amazon account and go under orders.
I don't know. Does Amazon work today?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, Alexa wasn't working.
Looking.
Oops, sorry. Alexa wasn't working this morning. So because I was asking what the temperature was. All right, coming up. Speaking of finding weird things, a guy found $7,500 and the police are saying, hey, we want that back. My thing is, if you found that much money, would you be comfortable taking it? Talk about that next on Midday.
This guy was. Okay, before we talk about this guy from Maine who picked up more than $7,000 from the street, we now see the costume that Quentin has coming from Amazon. The Forrest Gump, The Running Man, took me a second. It is the complete set. I think the face even.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And minus all the face even kind of looks like him.
A little bit, yeah. Because, you know, if you have a beard and a lot of hair or a hat
well,
on.
Well, the eyes kind of look like him. Yeah, like okay. Just the part of the face that we can see.
Everybody has been telling me as long as I've been working with Quentin, they're like, do you work with Tom Hanks? Is that Tom Hanks?
Yeah,
okay. I'm like, I think so. I don't know. Maybe.
Here's my only issue with the costume, though. Isn't this beard, are you looking at this?
Yeah.
Isn't this beard a little too
long?
Clean? It's a little too, like in the movie, the beard over time got very unkempt. This looks like it's been flat ironed.
We can mess it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's up to you. I think they ship these things clean.
Okay.
Because.
And then
you mess it up. I think if it came all ratty looking, then some people might be like, well, I'm not going to wear this. I think they probably want it to look as good as possible.
Because it's flat as can be.
I also like the fact that I told you I would pay up to $50 of this. And the outfit cost exactly $49.95.
For the record, there were more expensive versions of this.
No, I appreciate
that. There were
also
cheaper versions of it.
It's fine.
I'm still worried about the shorts. I got the extra large version of it.
Ladies.
And I'm worried that these shorts are just going to
just
ride up there.
Just not.
You got which version of it? The extra large?
The extra large.
Hold on, let's see if it has the.
That's generally the size of things that I wear to fit
the dimensions.
My long legs and torso.
I'm surprised that you bought something with only 3 reviews instead of something that
it's a Halloween costume.
It's not going to last.
Somewhere on here, I'm sure it would tell you.
What are the reviews for this? What do the reviews say?
There's only 3 of them, 4 of them. One just came.
I want to see what the reviews say. Excellent quality clothing and beard. Everyone who saw me knew instantly that I was Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seemed real. That seemed like it was from a real person. And then there's a 4-star review that doesn't have any text. It just gave 4 stars.
Oh, that's useless.
Yeah, it's fine. I do like that this is the second time now Quentin has been like, I'm just worried about the shorts being too short. I'm just worried.
I mean, you see,
ladies.
I mean, you've seen me.
You're
now
tall.
You've seen the shorts.
You ever seen Chris Jones's combine run?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Should have been worried about the shorts.
I'm just saying. Something sneak out, ladies. I'm just saying.
At least I'll
this
be
wearing
underwear.
This guy's really muscular, too. Not that you're not, but like this guy's really got some muscular
in the Forrest Gump costume?
Thighs,
yeah. Well, he's a model.
That's true.
They don't usually get models that, I don't know, actually. That would be nice. I'd appreciate that. Models
that
look like average guys. Yeah.
This description is not giving me anything what I want to know. When does it arrive?
It's supposed to arrive, I think, on Sunday Sunday or Monday.
Okay, right. So if it doesn't fit, you've got time to get another
for
one.
Shipping, so. Whenever the hell it decides to show up, that's when it arrives.
Yeah, this is costing you a little bit of money now, isn't it?
It's fine.
I'll pay for the whole thing. How much is shipping?
I got the free, I mean, it's like what, this living up north, there's like $3 in taxes, but I didn't pay for
shipping. Do you not
have
Amazon Prime?
No.
I could have ordered it for you on Prime.
Why do you think he'd have Amazon Prime?
I try to participate in the overall economy as little
because,
as possible.
Yeah. Quentin is basically a communist. Like, there's no way you'd have Amazon Prime.
Dude, you could have told me and I could have ordered it on Amazon Prime. I take part in the
capitalist experiment.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I spend a lot of money on Amazon. It's ridiculous how much goes in Amazon Prime.
I'm the same way. And I resent every second of it and every cent, but I still... We'll spend
but every time a box shows up, I'm happy. So,
If I really need to order something on Amazon Prime and I need it like tomorrow, you know, I live close enough to my parents, you know. And
you just order it, have it sent there. Why didn't you do that with this then?
Because I don't need it tomorrow.
Oh, fair enough. I don't know.
You'd rather just pay for it.
We had one year we ordered a Halloween costume for Finn and it didn't show up until like November 5th.
That's unfortunate.
It was. And then we had to like at the we were scrambling on Halloween, mm-hmm. keep thinking like, oh, it's going to come in today. And it kept saying like, it's going to be in mm-hmm. the next day. It's going to be in the next day. It's going to be the next day. And we're scrambling to make some crappy homemade outfit for him. Neither my wife or I are very good at with like crafts and skills and makeup and all that crap. He looked terrible.
Quentin, I will take responsibility for messing up the beard for you.
Okay.
Because I've probably got all the tools and stuff to get it curly a little bit and unkempt.
Let's see. Hold on. I've got the email. On Sunday, it's supposed to show up in my house on Sunday. So,
okay. I will bring it Monday.
I will bring the beard in, which if somebody sees me walking in the building will be something difficult to explain because I'm not on the Dana and Park show where they constantly are just bringing weird things into the building.
Put it in a bag
and then I'm just, and then like half of it sort of falls out, I think that'd be worse.
Do you not have a bigger paper bag?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to take it in with my
garbage bag
because I imagine that it's going to shed in my bag and I don't want plastic falling.
Sometimes I think you and I overthink.
I know.
Wow.
We've discussed this that Quentin is basically a Gen Z version of us.
Yeah, much younger.
Yeah, younger, but because he has access to more information.
Yeah.
At a younger age had access to more information than we did. Like you got to live pretty obliviously up until like the early 2000s. Yeah. And then it was just like, no, don't you know about this study that says this? And don't you know about these people who are out there trying to get your things and all that stuff? And now it's like, you can't be comfortable anymore. So that's, he's always on edge.
Garbage bag and come in the back door.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Or have a really good story if anybody asks you what it is.
Unfortunately, ignorance is bliss.
Yep.
Is a very true statement.
Oh, very much so. That's why we're all miserable. All right,
excited that it's on the way.
This guy is probably very happy and not miserable. He found $7,500, but the police are saying we want it back. Tease us already, but then we got distracted by Quentin's costume challenge.
This was very important.
Yeah. But it is. A guy found $7,500. The police want it back. Would you bring it back? I wouldn't take it in the first place. That's just me. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
What would you do here? 913-586-7798. What would you do if you were the guy in the first place, and should he give this money back? Police would like it back. This is in Kennebunk, Maine, which is right next to Kennebunkport, Maine, which is where the Bush compound was. It's so weird to me that there are two different...
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Different ones, but they're two different towns.
Sounding familiar.
So, according to police, there was a guy who had made $7,500 in cash by selling a vehicle. and did not realize that he accidentally left the cash on the roof of his car before he drove off. So, police said that young man's father went to look for the lost money and found this guy, this older guy, grabbing money off the street. He then got out of his vehicle to confront the man and to try to recoup some of that loose money, but the guy got away. So now police want to talk to him, and they're just calling him an older man. I don't know how old he was, but it was $7,400 in cash that he was able to get a hold of that had fallen off the roof of this car belonging to the rightful owner of the money. Police said it is not a case of finders keepers and instead a serious crime given the amount of money that was taken.
So what amount of money is it? If you find a dollar bill on the ground, are you supposed to go to the police about that?
To me, it's a no, but to me, it's a difference between finding a $50 bill in a parking lot on the ground and seeing where the money came from, you know, because they've got pictures of him on security cameras, which means they would also have, I mean, they know who the owner of this money is.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a difference between can you easily identify where the cash came from or not?
Also, who the hell is driving with that much cash on the roof?
Who forgot
of their car? Right.
That's,
like, why you're not putting that in the car? I mean, isn't that basically de facto admitting to drunk driving? That I know they can't do anything to you afterwards, but that's basically it. Yeah, I was to the gills, buddy. And let me tell you, I had a hefty bag filled with cash on top of the car from gambling. And there you go.
Are you rich? Are you so wealthy that the $7,500 or $10,000, we don't know how much was in the bag. We just know how much the guy got a hold that it doesn't matter to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Left it.
Private car sale. Sorry. That's totally what it was. Not a drug deal.
Yeah.
Maine law makes it a theft or of lost or mislaid property if you take something you know isn't yours and don't reasonably take steps to return it. It doesn't matter how much money it is.
Oh, it doesn't have an amount.
Doesn't have amount. It's a Class C felony if it's over $1,000, though.
Okay. Okay. But
I don't know. I think that this is un-American in a way. Like, part of the American dream is just falling on your ass into a bunch of money. I think that that's only fair that we don't persecute you for it or prosecute for it either. I wouldn't take the money. Can I just say that? That's not true. Let me reverse that. I wouldn't take all of the money.
I was just going to say that. What's an acceptable amount of money to take?
I would skim maybe $2,500 off the top and then just say, this is what I found. Go to the police and say, hey, I found a garbage bag full of money on the highway. I know this is crazy, but I don't want any piece of this. It was open, so maybe some blew away, but here is that garbage bag full of money in case somebody's looking for it.
That is smart.
Yeah.
And that's what this guy should do.
Right.
Like, what did you say? The law says $1,000?
$1,000 is a... Yeah. Yeah. So
say I only took...
$999.99.
And I don't know what happened to the rest.
I don't know.
It could have blown away.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. It fell off the roof of the car. Also, hey, dummy... that left the money in a bag that I assume was open on the roof of your car.
Yeah.
Like, stupid. Dumb.
I mean, it's for a private car sale. You sold a car that was worth $7,400, which...
Or more, because or maybe more, this is just how much they think the guy got.
Yeah. I've done private car sales before. The idea of somebody handing me a bag of cash is crazy.
Yeah. Who does it that way?
Yeah.
Anymore for this reason. I mean, not for this reason, but so that nobody steals it.
Yeah. When I did it before, it was like this very involved process that I went through with a third party. It was like Key. I can't remember what it was called, but it was a website that like will facilitate the sale for a small like commission, like 1% commission. But it was much better than handing me a bag full of cash.
This is my favorite part of the story, besides everything we just said. Mm-hmm. The incident happened in front of the White Sails Inn, according to Channel 9. A guest at the inn, Audrey LaRose, was knitting by the front window. and didn't realize what was happening outside. She said, "It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. You call the police. You try to get someone back here. It's not yours. Don't take it. Mm. You would never take that money out." But she was knitting at the time.
I love that
this happened. She was sitting in the front window knitting.
Why does that sound, and I've never been to Kennebunk or Kennebunkport for that matter, but that just seems like the most
idyllic.
It's a like a Stephen King thing. That woman is knitting, but like what she's knitting is actually like some kind of tapestry showing a clown devouring children. From the text line, "If it fell off a car roof, somebody's panicking. Don't make their worst day even worse by keeping the money." Well, here's a problem I have with stories like this. I am a anxious person. I have panic attacks. And because of that, I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who do reckless stuff. Because I go, if somebody handed me a bunch of money, I wouldn't go, "I'm going to put that on the roof of my car and hope that everything turns out okay." You know what I mean?
You would check 13 times where that cash is. And yes. You would never do it in cash.
I would first of all not do it in cash. Second of all, I would be putting it in my car in a safe location inside of the car for fear that somebody is going to run me off the road and try to take all the money in the first place.
Yeah. Like fireproof box under the seat. I mean, all of the stuff.
And then I would be worried halfway through the drive that somehow the money wasn't there anymore. I would pull over and check to make sure it was. Oh, it's still there. Okay, I can go. And then three quarters of the way home, I'd stop again just to make sure again. I'm sorry. I understand the law. I understand even the principle involved. But as far as emotionally, I don't have a lot of sympathy for somebody who's driving around with $7,500 on the roof of their car.
Yeah, I not to victim blame, but I
you
mean,
you brought it on yourself.
Not that it makes it okay that the guy went after the money, but the money wouldn't have been there if you had not remembered. It's not like you left your sunglasses on the roof of your car, you know, or your bottle of soda. I mean, it was a lot of money in cash that was up there. And this guy's never bringing that money back.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No way.
I mean, it's not enough to like go start a new life somewhere else, but it's at least enough to go on vacation.
And the video's not good enough. Now, this is a small town, so maybe they're going to figure it out. But the image that we have of the video isn't good enough to know who this guy is.
Have you ever found money or something similar in a parking lot garage or something like that?
Like $100. I found like $50 and a couple of 20s and a 10 in a parking lot, and I kept that.
I found a 20. I was walking to Dunkin' Donuts on 151st Street, and then I was mad because on the way back, I was like, 12 donuts used to cost $12. And then literally, I'm not kidding, a $20 bill flew out of a car and hit me in the face. Wow. And I was like, where did that come from? And I grabbed it and looked around, and nobody stopped or came back, and I just held onto it and kept walking, waiting for somebody to maybe stop me. I also found a guy's wallet one time. In his pocket while I was mugging. No, I found a guy's wallet outside of a Walmart one time.
Okay.
And I only looked in it for his driver's license and everything like that to see if his ID was in there. And it was. I felt at that point, if you're stealing, there's a difference between stealing a bag of money and holding on to somebody's wallet, I think.
Holding on to, you mean stealing somebody's wallet?
So why, let's parse this out. Why would, if you found somebody's wallet or purse in a parking lot, why would you go turn that back in? But if you found $7,400, would you be more tempted to keep that? If you found $7,400 in cash in a bag, would you be more tempted
case,
to keep
that? In this case, I think it's a tough analogy because we know who the $7,400 belongs to.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But this guy didn't. Like when he took the money, he didn't know
who
it belonged to.
But you know whose roof it came.
He didn't know that. He just found it on the side of the road, didn't he?
Is the image... So the picture that I'm looking at looks like it's the image through the back of the car.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a windshield wiper there.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have had a camera aiming out back.
Okay.
And it's got the picture of the two guys, because it was two guys, picking up the money.
Okay.
So they went to, he must have been there and grabbed the money right away.
So you're saying if you saw it fall off of a car, then you should try to find out who the driver of that car is.
Or if you saw someone drop a bank bag, you know, that was meant to go to a bank from a restaurant or something.
Is it because you can at least delude yourself into believing that if you're walking in the woods and you find a bag full of money, you can delude yourself into believing the universe just dropped a bunch of money for you. Like God, like me getting hit in the face with a $20 bill. God was like, I'll give him a break today. And here you go. Here's a bunch of money. Versus if you find a wallet, that's that guy's, he's got pictures of his kids, his wife. It's a person now.
It's probably easy to find him. Like a purse is a, there's something, I see what you're getting at, but there's like personal items associated with that.
Yeah.
That it's not just the money. You have the credit cards. You have maybe the house keys. You have kids stuff. To me, that's different.
From the text line, my kid found a $50 bill at Deanna Rose and then made us walk to the lost and found and put it in there.
Wow.
Best parenting moment I've ever had. Oh, just congratulations. Mm-hmm. 3215 on raising just the world's best kid. Just congratulations on that. Because I know my greedy ass kids would be like, hey, guess who's getting ice cream? Guess who's getting Dairy Queen on the way home? Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Let's see. If cameras saw me scoop it and drive, If cameras saw me scoop it, I would take it. Unless cameras saw me. Sorry, I'm reading this wrong. I you know what? Sometimes Textline, I love you guys, but we have software from the 90s trying to give you the texts, and they're all jumbled. Anyway, if a camera saw me, I would turn it back in. If I was sure nobody had seen me, I'm keeping every penny. Found $60 in a parking lot one time. Called the number. Looked through the purse, found their phone number. They never got back to me, so I kept the money.
Okay.
That's fair.
Here's the other thing I wonder about as I go squirrel for half a second, is that, you know, we've heard a lot of the stories about money that was found in an item that was donated to like the Salvation Army or a secondhand store or something like that. That has occurred to me, especially when I bought this house and I bought furniture, about where to hide certain things. And I'm happy to tell you this because I didn't do this, but I have a couple of tables that are hollow on the inside, but that have a panel that come off. And I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. Nobody would ever look inside of a coffee table that has like the bottom panel that comes off. I didn't do that because I would never in a million years remember that that's where I would put any of that stuff. And I would sell that table with my passport in it or whatever. And never think to look there.
That is some hardcore hoarder mentality right there.
I am the opposite of the hoarder.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
But I do have a drawer of like my birth certificate and, you know, a little bit of emergency
where
cash
you need to hide them. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
International driver's license and like stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe hoarder is wrong. Maybe paranoid. Maybe it's like, I need a place to hide this stuff because you never know. Yeah. 913-586-7798. More text on this coming up on midday.
913-586-7798. We were just talking about whether we're moral or not. And at one point, it's okay to keep the money, not keep the money.
Getting a lot of texts from the nicest, most incredible, morally secure people on the planet who wouldn't turn down a penny from a billionaire if they saw it falling out of his pocket. From the text line, I found a $60... I'm sorry, I read that one. God, I'm having trouble today. $86 cash out ticket at a casino once. I gave it to security. They tracked the guy down. He hugged me. It was a weird day.
They have cameras everywhere at casinos. Yeah. I would do the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just the honor system? So if you think you're being watched, then you're going to make sure that you turn it back in. Is that really it? Is that where we're at as a society?
Or if I think somebody's really going to get in trouble because you were the person who had the job to drop the money off at the bank box at the end of the night or whatever. Also, it depends on how much. I think I would be uncomfortable with more than like $500. After that, I feel like karma's coming for me.
I believe karma owes me, so...
But also, what if it's $5,000 and there's no way to find out who it belongs to?
Maybe.
Your lucky day.
Why? Why are we doing this? Why do you do this to me? That's the worst song ever. All right, coming up, dumb debates. Loading silverware face up. Just like I would load silverware face up into Fred Durst's skull. It's coming up on midday.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.